I agreed with everything that Paul said, but I was slightly disappointed with his conclusion, but maybe he wanted a disappointing conclusion in order to stimulate debate and not sort of tie it all up. But it was that thing at the end, what sort of agriculture do we need? Middle-sized farms, which is how I think you did end. And I was thinking back to what Marx says, and Marx actually says that we want to get rid of the difference between town and country. And I was thinking about the alienation that we have from nature, which is that, you know, my main connection most recently was with nature was a slice of tuna in a plastic thing in Sainsbury's, and thinking how different that is from, I find it difficult from where I am to find a fishmonger, because one of the reasons I like fishmongers is because I'm a surrealist and I find it extraordinary what these things are that nature's produced. And if you can find a good one, there's a good one on Seven Sisters Road, I try and find the most monstrous thing I've ever seen, bring it home and I put it down the kitchen, I say, what is this thing? And then I use my books and find out. Now, what part of our alienation is our alienation between our ideas of knowledge and our ideas of consumption. And that the kind of education I'd like to see is in which the idea of cooking and eating was related to your ideas of biology and dissection. I did an A-level in biology and I was very interested in cutting up animals and finding out what's inside, but that shouldn't be alienated from cooking, because cooking actually is your relationship with animals. I mean, it's a relationship with animals. I mean, it could be a vegetarian. But what I'm trying to say is that getting rid of the difference between town and country for me is the actual project of socialism. And why is the countryside off limits in terms of where it's productive? And that is all to do with the power relations of capitalist production, in which they don't want you going around and looking because they're frightened of what you might see, that they don't want you to know what they're doing. And the great idea of workers' control would be that you'd be welcome, because you would be a fellow socialist who wants to find out how things are production. They wouldn't need to hide it because it wouldn't be brutal and exploitative. And therefore, you would solve the problem of tourism, because instead of this sort of ridiculous alienated thing we have where you save up your money and you do a boring job and then you can go and pay to have a kind of false holiday and look at dolphins or do whatever you do, that you would actually be able to be welcomed and you go on a fishing trawler. You know, this is the Fourierist idea, Charles Fourier's idea of utopia, which Lenin and Marx liked, which is the idea of breaking down the division of labour and understanding all sorts of distorted practices that we do that are to do with sport or to do with sort of hobbies could actually be integrated into education and production. And that for me is what socialism implies, and it's not just middle-sized farms as the solution.